Good evening, everybody. I'm Phil, one of the elders here at the church, also with my brother Randy, Scott. I was thinking about, what we were going to go over, what the cross means to us and how it has affected our lives. I know we all of us who believe in Jesus Christ and are followers of him, we know how he has changed us from before to now. I mean, you're all sitting here on a Friday night, sing songs to God and hear messages. And, I don't think I would if I wasn't changed. So thank you all for coming. What I'd like to share with you guys is what the cross means to me is unfathomable humility. Now, if you can think about this, if you can wrap your mind around this, imagine you having all the power, ultimate power in the universe to do whatever you wanted, anytime you wanted. And you decided to say, hey, I'm going to create a universe. I'm going to put people on this little speck of dust that circles another little speck of dust, which circles another little speck of dust, and so on and so on. And you have all this power, and you say, hey, I'm going to create these beings in our image, and I'm going to, love them and put them on this planet. I'm going to fellowship with them and walk and talk with them. And all of a sudden, your creation turns on you. And you're not surprised, of course, because you are God. You know everything. But your plan all along, you are offended by your creation, by one sin. You're completely offended because you're holy and perfect. They make one mistake. They can't be near you. You're in heaven, and your plan is to come down to this little speck of dust. All the power that you have that you can use is veiled and covered, so you don't blow every bone away with blinding light when they see you because you're God. And you come down and you get verbally abused, physically abused, and murdered on a cross, which was not a pleasant way to die. Now, can you imagine having all that power and, in our personalities, in our fallen nature, someone comes up to us and they hurl an insult at us, we want to tear them to shreds. I stubbed my toe on the couch, and if I had ultimate power, I would destroy the entire neighborhood, right? It would be over, because I would get so angry. My wife can vouch for this, but, I digress, sorry. But Jesus Christ, who is God, came down to save us. He suffered that to save us. I'm going to read you a verse out of Philippians here. Philippians 2:5. It's called the Carmen Christi. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. This is Jesus right here. But made himself of no reputation. Remember, he was a carpenter's son. He didn't come down as a king, live in a royal palace. He came down as a carpenter. He built tables and chairs. They didn't really have chairs, but he worked hard, okay? Built himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant. God of the universe, a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee will bow, of things in heaven and things on earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus is our example. Jesus changed my life. He changed your life. He came down, put his power aside, walked among us. He was hungry. He slept just like us. He went through, the Bible says he went through everything we went through, but he did not sin. That is the example that we have in Jesus Christ. And for him to do that, it blows me away. And for him to save someone like me, who every day, I know we all do. We have our struggles, no matter what sin it is, whether it's lying, cheating, stealing, lusting, whatever it is, we all struggle in sin. And for Christ to still love me for that, that's amazing. Because one sin, I deserve hell. We all deserve hell. One sin, it's over. And all of us, we sin against God every single day, multiple times. And God still loves us enough to do that. So, this is very convicting for me, knowing that I'm a sinful man. And every day, I offend the God of the universe, and he still loves me. And that he is there. His mercies are new every morning. I know when I mess up and I fall down, Lord, I'm sorry for what I did. No way does he cast you out. He says, if you're with me, no one can take you out of my hand. So I'm very thankful for that. Thank you for your time. Thank you.
Let's all stand.